Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha. You sound like so chipper for this hour of the night.
I know it's fake.
Oh, okay. All
No,
right.
I had some of my international coffee because
Ooh la la.
I wanted to be fresh and
Were you wearing a beret?
not even close. No. I was wearing a
Oh.
men's shirt.
Of
That's probably no
course, sure.
surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess we'll stop right there. Nobody needs to hear any more about me.
Yeah, we need to get on with General Hospital. I'll try to
Yeah.
withhold all my
Your
tedious
interesting
facts
facts.
and
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
because
You're free to set up your own podcast for those sorts of
and
things,
just go over
Gina. I would not allow you to plug it on this one, however, so you'll have to
Well,
carve out your
I'm
own audience.
since being attacked by the poisonous plant, I'm feeling a little less like enticed by the plant world, so I might sort of shut up
Yeah.
about the
Well,
plants
I
here.
think you learned an
Yeah.
important lesson there, Gia, that
I'm an
plants,
idiot.
well, they're not our friends, you know. I mean, sure, they supply oxygen and occasionally they also supply a nice pie filling, but other than that, I don't
I
think
thought you
you
were going to
need
say
to
a
meddle.
salad, but yeah.
Yeah, I
No,
guess
yeah.
some people have
Yeah, I
salad.
guess you'd never say
You thought I was gonna say salad.
I did.
I know. Do you hear yourself sometimes?
Yeah, but you don't hear me most of the
Ouch.
time. Okay, so let's get on
right.
to General Hospital.
Yes,
We can
let's,
talk
'cause
about our.
there's so much. Do you
Yeah,
want to
we.
start with today? Which is
That's what I remember, so.
okay, I did want to go back a little bit after that, but let's dive right into today's episode because there
Okay,
sure was a
so
lot to
we had.
talk about.
Yeah. We had the big reveal of Esme and Nicholas and Ava and
Yes.
yeah,
And
and
you know,
she is
even I'm
burn
sorry.
him down.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I and you know, that was just pure 100% Ava, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
She did an awesome job with that. I thought Nicholas did too, and I was glad he told her, even though I knew it wasn't going to end at all well. I mean, we all knew that wasn't going to end well. But it made me think about in situations like that where there's nothing you can say to make it better, you still have to say something. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah. But then he
And
did backtrack a little and not backtrack, but
backpedal a little bit. You've just gone silent. I'm going to try to fill this silence for maybe a minute. He backpedaled kind of. He did try to not really blame Esme, but certainly indicate that she had the leading role in that situation, which of course she did, but that really only makes him look weaker. You know, that he could be so easily manipulated by someone who is so clearly evil. And oh, I think you're back to you.
really?
Yeah. Thank
Oh,
God.
okay.
Thank God.
How did you know I didn't say anything? There's an airplane going overhead. Is that what you
Oh, that
heard?
might must have been caught on the
Oh,
little
okay.
sound waves that come across. I thought you do you remember when Nicholas was kind of replaying all those little highlights from scenes with Esme, and
In
he
his
kind of,
head,
and he like kind of put it together that she was bad news. It was
Yeah,
like,
but it's like, what a dumbass. Like,
yeah,
I
like
mean, every
seriously, this
woman
is,
that's met her knows, like, within 2 seconds that she's poison.
people that he
Yeah.
respects, and especially Ava, you know, like, did he just chalk it up to like jealousy every time she was criticizing Esme? I mean, he knows she did terrible things. I don't understand.
Well, I think what happened here is bad writing. You know, I think, no, I mean, honestly, I think he got his character got sacrificed because he wasn't supposed to be a stupid person.
No. I mean, if you
And
think, and this is kind of like the same sort of dynamic as old Drew, new Drew, because if we think about old Nicholas, you know, the previous Nicholas, I don't think he would have succumbed like this one, you know, but it seems
or if he had succumbed, he would have succumbed knowing that he was being played.
Yeah, and you know, yeah.
Or he would have had his own evil plot to get back at her somehow or something, you know.
He would have had his eyes open when he went in.
Yeah.
Literally.
But I did have sympathy for this Nicholas in the moment of confession.
I did too. And I did think, like, you know, up until it all fell apart, that they were a good couple, you know, that they kind of got each other.
Yeah. You know, so it's too bad, because can they be redeemed? Can this couple be saved? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, that woman because scorned is going to be a problem.
The woman scorned, and even more than being betrayed by him is that feeling of having been made a fool by Esme.
Yeah.
By someone, you know, standing so there. And, yeah.
Cheap, yeah. You know, just, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, speaking of Esme, in the very, very final scene, she's packing the bag. What is that she put? What's that, the envelope? She pulls
in? Yeah.
Do we know?
I don't know. No, I spent a couple of minutes trying to imagine what that could be, and I didn't really have anything.
Is in Esme's defense, going back a day, the scene with Ryan.
Yeah.
Like, what an absolute creep fest that was. Like,
it was. And knowing that they're both evil and capable of terrible things, it's weird to like I guess want them to have some sort of a real relationship. You know what I mean?
Right. But she actually does come across as a little vulnerable with him.
Yeah, she would be the more vulnerable of the two of them.
Yeah, and in need of actual human connection you know, actually wanting to know who her mother is, and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that whole scene, and like how close they were standing and how weirdly incestuous and it's like, the whole thing makes your skin crawl. Even if you didn't have a rash from a poisonous plant, your skin
which
would be,
we both do.
Yeah, your skin would be kind of twitching and itching and crawling from that sort of interaction.
Yeah, and I'm still not entirely sure I believe that Ryan doesn't know her mother's name.
I totally don't believe that.
Yeah, so
because we know, you and I know, it's Felicia.
Still not on that. I still can't say those words.
No, okay.
It seems possible to me that he's not even her father, you know, that he's playing her completely. I don't know.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, you that know? Could be too. Although they kind of like look a little bit alike.
They certainly do.
Just their coloring. But I know in real life they're not related.
Just like TJ looks like Auntie Stella.
He does kind of, but that's just the hair.
No, it's like in the mouth too, I would say. But anyway, that's not why we're here.
If they dressed him up at, like, with something from Chico's.
Chloe. That would be an interesting experiment, I would say. Yeah, they could have like a hospital fashion show fundraiser and make that happen.
Yep. Okay.
You know? But anyway, we're getting off topic here. What did you think about, I mean, I don't even know if this is that important, but when Victor was like sort of coaching Nicholas and, you know, preparing to solve the problem for him.
Oh, well, I like that.
You did.
Yeah, I mean,
he had a lot of good points for a change, but
he did have a lot of good points, and then he offered to, like, you know, kill people for him, you know, and it's like,
yeah, that's
what
nice.
Would it be like to have a family member like that you'd be like, no, don't know, I wasn't asking for that, you know,
like every time you say something casually, yeah, suddenly, like, you have to realize it might be taken literally. Yeah Like your teachers are dead suddenly.
Yeah, so I sort of liked that, and I liked that moment with speaking of Spencer when Ava was like saying to Spencer, like, I'm on to you, and
I really liked that. I really enjoyed the possibility that they could have some sort of a relationship.
Like if they could connect.
So that's, you know, for some reason that's always exciting to me when people who have been completely at odds with each other suddenly they find some common ground or something, you know.
Yeah, like us. Yep. Yep.
What's our common ground again? Just hospital, right?
And
hospital the poison ivy.
And poison ivy, and just our, we both have a real love of eyeshadow. And,
yeah. That's true. I'm made up like a whore right now.
There was a line at the very end about.
I know, that was almost like lying duplicitous.
Yeah,
whore.
But it was, what would she say? You conniving. Conniving
whore.
Something.
You used the word whore, right?
You used the word whore, and it was a three word.
Yeah.
Which it has the nicest beat to it. You know, you mm-hmm. blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. You know, ending in whore. It's got to end in whore.
Yeah. It's got to end in whore. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that
would
be nice.
Where will Esme go now? Is she going to be able to make it out of town, or is Ava just going to tear her apart for a little while?
She probably will disappear for a while into the wind, and Spencer, in the meantime, will save the day at the trial.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah,
possibly.
Yeah.
Esme will be on the run,
right? When he was on the stand for the prosecution, was he just like not volunteering any of this information that he's been sitting on just because he was hoping that Esme would show up and he didn't want to like jeopardize the deal?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I wasn't sure because he obviously put in that one bit of information to open that door.
He was
but it
looking
was like,
so sort of coy, you know, like,
I wasn't sure what angle to get.
I don't know if he's as smart as Ava's giving him credit for, you know.
Maybe not. He's somewhat smart and he's terribly arrogant, and that combination.
Yes,
you know.
That sort of negates the smartness. And then Curtis is also looking stupid. Stupider.
Yeah, so he's just like camped out at the hospital waiting for that guy to wake up, even though the trial's going to be over.
And not cluing Jordan in that there's this guy who might have been poisoned by Esme, like she couldn't have helped, you know, that along a little bit. I don't know.
And Jordan as a plot mover alonger is fine.
Right.
but
as a person.
But the way this current Jordan delivers her lines, it's like robotic or something.
Very
it's like
wooden.
Like it's every time it's as if she's in the interrogation room and she's doing it for, you know, Law and Order or something. And it never sounds like real conversation.
No,
ever.
It seems like she only has like 10 lines and she just repeats them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And she always comes in with that sort of arched eyebrow and, you know, and like, and so
like
I don't,
you might not even know she knows these people. You know, history with them.
So I don't see much hope for her as a character.
Yeah.
I mean, she may, and that happens to the police characters. You know, Dante's lucky.
He's
to
very
have,
lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, and Chase to have had kind of extended storylines. Because a lot of them over the years, I feel like they just kind of keep them in that one mode or something.
Yeah, you're right. And it seems like they have to sort of stumble in order for them to become more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's why Chase is not going to go back to being a cop, because he decided he's got potential as a pop star.
Mm-hmm. Somebody, like a well-rounded person.
It's going to be painful if they pursue this, like, pop star plot.
Yeah, and the whole Link thing, you know, when Link shows up, it's like sometimes he doesn't hit his lines either, you know, it kind of seems like he's just like stock creepy manager guy, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Just one of the many scumbags of General Hospital. Speaking of, should we go back and revisit the Cody scenes?
Oh man, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
I looked in the mirror the other day, and my hair, I had kind of like a little curl on my forehead, and it really upset me, and I was like, why does that look so stupid? And then I remember, like, oh, that's how Cody's hair looks all the time.
And you scream, and you cut it.
They probably fix it that way, thinking that's cute, and it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's not adorable. No.
Yeah, so and, why you know, is Britt giving him the time of day at all? And
it's just it's one of these stupid dances again that we don't need. She seems like I know these are just sort of things that they always do on soaps or even just any kind of show or movie, you know, where it's like the opposites clashing and clashing.
Yeah, until they finally see like, that they love each other. Yeah.
Britt is way more interesting and smart and complicated as a person. I don't think it's right to make her this like stupid character, you know?
Yep, I agree.
They have so much they could do with her that would be way more interesting and original.
And why Maxie was suddenly on board with him?
That's disappointing too. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it when they just sort of stay in the ruts, you know, that they've made.
Yeah. She's usually has a pretty good sort of bullshit meter.
Yeah. And I like when he pulled out that stupid passport, you know, it's like, yeah. Kidding me. they don't even know who this character is because he doesn't seem like the kind of person who would do something like that, you know. And I liked it when Maxie said, "You're gonna need a backup," you know, like
yeah,
gonna tear that.
Well, and I still feel like there's something going on there with Britt's father because, like,
yeah, right,
way back when Dante mentioned Cesar Faison, and that seemed to pique his interest.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But
so what would his
some more clues about that, I think.
Yeah. So I feel like he's gonna be playing her somehow. But of course he'll truly fall in love with her and blah blah blah.
Right,
blah, blah.
Right. Yeah, he had some sort of a mission and
he
didn't mean for all this to happen.
Yep. You know,
he's very, very, very tiresome.
Tiresome, yeah, that's the word, yep. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Oh, well, we had Dex and Michael.
In the stairwell.
Stairwell. Dex and Michael in the stairwell. Yep.
Yep. And I thought Michael's, his suggestions for how Dex could get in good with Sunny were sort of right on the money, I thought. I don't really want to see that happen, but, you know, he knows what Sunny responds to.
I feel like Brando's playing that role right now, though, sort of being the...
Definitely. Yeah. And Brando's the only one who seems to have eyes on everything, you know.
And Dante, but...
Dante's a little bit, clued in.
Yeah, but that was a very scummy scene on the stairwell, and Michael seemed cold and diabolical.
And no better than Sonny, really, you know?
No, like worse than Sonny, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Sonny's kind of a hot mess. Like, that's my
that's
opinion.
He's
just a hot mess. I kind of excuse him.
Expression. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all
because
over the place.
He's just... Yeah, his emotions control him more than they should, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is deliberate, but it seems like maybe it's because this is Nixon Falls Mike coming back into Sonny's world, and he's not really sure how he's supposed to play this role, you know? So he kind of vacillates between, like, being Mr. Emotions and then Mr., like, tough guy, you know?
Yeah, that could be an explanation. Yeah. What did you think of the scene with Nina and Sonny at the pool where Nina's having trouble with the employee who is an odd looking little fellow with that little gray streak in his hair?
I know.
Very theatrical.
I know. I was thinking about that too. Yeah. Well, at first when Sonny came along, when the kid was kind of mouthing off to Nina, I thought, well, that's nice that all these people are going to be loyal to Carly, you know, and I didn't really mind his sass, you know, and then when Sonny comes along and he's like, whoa, you know, it's like, Sonny, this is not your place, you know, I didn't feel like, inserting himself. I mean, that seems disrespectful to Nina. And he doesn't know this kid. I mean, it seems like he should have respected both of them a little more, don't you think?
Yeah, I was, to me, it felt very chauvinistic, very like caveman defends his woman kind of thing. And I don't know. I was so turned off by that. If I had been Nina, I would have I mean, she did give him a hard time about it. You know,
but
she
yeah,
wasn't
at the
happy
same
about
time,
it,
but I feel like part of her is like, oh, yeah, that's my man. You know, like she wants him to be loyal to her and everything and have her back. And it's like, you know, she wants it both ways, kind of, I think.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. To me, like if somebody does that to me, that tells me that they don't respect me, or they think I'm weak, or they think I can't.
Yeah,
I can't.
Right.
Which is probably true. They're probably right to step in. And I probably do need help. I probably do need help, and I probably do need somebody to fight my battles for me. But if she'd said like, "Sonny, come back me up here" or something, that would have been different. But
I don't know. So their relationship seems like it's like just noise now. It seems like when they're talking to each other, there's nothing, no harmony there, you know?
Yeah. But they keep trying, you know?
They keep trying, but it seems
they
like
they need to just turn on the jukebox and dance. put on their cowboy hats and go to a hoedown.
Or that weird, like, intimate dance they did at the Savoy, remember?
Maybe. Oh yeah, that was bizarre. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that again. I don't want to even think about that again.
No, but yeah, weird use of the pool scene again, because I'd been missing the pool scene a little bit. And
you got some pool, and also they pan to the pool at one point during that, and it looked a little foamy. I'm thinking they need to
put some chlorine
call in the pool guy and put a little
have an actual
in.
Pool boy. Well, that's where Drew could come in. He could be the pool boy.
Yeah, they could have him standing there flexing his muscles and
say, "Gotta get out. I gotta put chlorine in the pool."
He would have been perfect. Do you remember the old cartoon of Tarzan, like the British voices? Like,
I guess.
Sure. Oh, no, it wasn't Tarzan. I mean, George of the Jungle. George of the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A vague memory of that. Like, he would have been good if they'd done a movie of that sort of version.
Mm-hmm.
George.
Or he could be, like, the man in the yellow hat in the Curious George.
Oh, yeah.
Another George vehicle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looks kind of like that guy.
Yep. That would have been good, too. But we're sorry. We're still bashing him.
It's just hard not to. It's hard not to. What did you think when Dante, well, it was nauseating to me when Sam came into the axe throwing place and Dante was there, you know, and
you were actually nauseated. You actually had to.
Well, a little bit. It just seems like she's going real like overboard with the clingy girlfriend.
She's so girlfriendy. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, and like in front of Mac, it seems like she would have dialed it back a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, that like big muckle on kiss and sort of intimate hug. It was
sometimes you have to use that word.
Like you've used it like 8 times in a row here.
I'm sorry. It's a soap opera. People are intimate.
that was weird. I don't know. At least they didn't actually throw axes, but
yeah, that's true. That would have been too much for me also. I don't really feel like they need to have that setting at this point.
There must have some connection to one of those places that are trying to push business.
Maybe it's a side hustle for one of those people on the
could be. Side hustle.
Yeah. What about when Dante asked Sam if she wanted to move in with him?
She didn't seem like she wanted to, so.
No, it kind of seemed like, I felt like he would have been the person to be more, I don't know, restrained, you know, and not brought something like that up so quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And she would have been the person. Like the way she is now with her current behavior, she seems like she would have jumped right in, you know? So it seems weird that all of a sudden she's standoffish. I don't know.
And then, and they kept talking about how much they love their life together right now. They love their life. It's like, I just haven't seen evidence of this life that you love so much. That
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. And
it still seems forced.
It does. And it seems like it is possible to have a child in a scene and it can still be interesting and the characters can still have dimensions, you know, like if you see like Ned and Olivia and Leo, you know, or Leo and Brooklyn and, you know, it seems like you can still sort of.
Well, what do you get at? You think they should have their kids on scenes?
Well, it
with
seems
them?
Like, yeah, the reason, one of the reasons maybe they're not is because they think that they can't sustain, you know, that sort of situation, you know, with them and the kids. But that would help us be convinced that they have a real relationship.
They have a good time together and the kids just have such a great time with each other. Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I just want to see more of Ned and Leo and Olivia, I guess. I'd prefer that.
Yeah, Leo's kind of, he's like, is he the most interesting child actor? I thought Charlotte was always excellent.
Charlotte was interesting, and Aiden was interesting when he was baking and stuff, you know.
Yep.
And
Cam,
I mean, Cam's older, of course, but, you know, those kids all seemed interesting.
Oh, those boys, And I always bought that was, like, a real family. Like, I never had to convince myself, except when they started switching the boys, you know, every other week. I mean, like, some new kid. Like, what?
That was hard for us.
It was very hard, But,
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we're just tired tonight. We're a little negative, I think.
All right, well, let's think of a positive. I mean, we thought Ava did very, very well in her scene with Nicholas.
Yes,
right?
She was thoroughly Ava, and there's going to be fireworks for a while here.
She's
going to go on a rampage, I'm afraid.
I'm afraid so too, and I'm hoping that she's evolved a bit as a person, so she doesn't do anything, you know, that's gonna
won't actually
wind up
murder
damaging
people.
Her also, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, and I don't know if like what Victor's feelings are about Ava, if he cares about her at all, you know.
Well, I've always thought they would make a nice couple, so maybe that's what they're
doing. Oh, don't say that. Come on, Gia. Ava deserves much better than that, slippery dude.
Yeah, no, she really does. And she actually has a conscience, and he apparently doesn't, so...
Right, yeah.
That wouldn't be good, but they'd be classy looking anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that's important. They'd be more age appropriate than she and Nicholas.
You think? I think she and Nicholas are working pretty well together.
They are, and he wins me over with Instagram posts, so I can't help myself. He's really, in real life, quite funny.
Well, and he's kind of, he's won me over as a character, too. Like, I thought he had some good lines today when he was talking to Victor and trying to, like, make the case for not killing Esme, you know.
Yeah, don't kill her.
He was trying to be better, you know.
He's filled out as a character, as his own Nicholas. It was a tough act to follow, I think, for you and I, because we really liked original Nicholas.
We did.
There was somebody in between, right? Mm-hmm. I think there was somebody else in between.
Probably, yeah. And it makes me feel like I'm definitely contradicting myself when sometimes I can.
You do embrace. That.
I do. Like I can eventually embrace the replacement, you know, sometimes.
Yep.
But definitely not all the time.
No.
I'm not sure what the difference is, you know.
I think they just wear us down eventually, but...
Eventually. But, you know, like, back to Cody, I was thinking if, like, sometimes if, like, one of these characters has a really winning personality or they're funny or something, you can definitely think they're more attractive, right? And he seems like someone, if he had, like... anything at all that was endearing about
him. You mean physically attractive? Like, if, even if, like... initially you don't think they're all that physically attractive, but right. then you like their personality, so that
they become attractive to you. And I feel like, you know, there's nothing about him that's making him more attractive, you know.
Not so far. Not so far. I mean, there's still time, I guess. He could try to win us over.
Yeah, if he's going down that fake passport route, then I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, because that seems lame.
Yeah, I'm like you, and I think Britt is a great character. So if he's trying to play her, I feel kind of protective of her as a character. Yeah, and
protective.
So
and
if his intentions aren't true, then...
Right.
And you can't figure out why, you know, he didn't seem attracted to her initially until he found out who her father was. And so, I don't know.
And he's just so relentless too. And there's something offensive about that also.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's like, you know, he believes when she's saying no, she really means yes, you know, and it seems like Maxie's buying into that too. And I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Nothing likable yet, and we haven't really seen him on a horse or do anything believable,
right?
That would lead you to believe he really is this horseman.
That's true too. To be. Yeah, that's
so.
Also
I don't even know if I believe any of that.
Yeah. He doesn't bring a lot to the table. I mean, he's just like some guy.
Well, he's got the belt buckle. yeah.
I guess we were going to try to be more positive. That didn't go very well.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, we went off on a tangent there. We could probably just wrap it up, because I think we're both sort of tapped out tonight. We had technological problems.
A lot of false starts, people, and we don't have stamina to keep starting.
We used up all our sparkling wit in the first couple of tries.
Yeah, that's not true, but... you missed us talking about some stuff. I think I'm gonna have to try another app to record us, so we don't have to go through this anymore.
I guess I don't know what else to try, but I don't know. We'll have to explore and see if other people are having the same problem and how they solved it, maybe. But
anyway, we'll try to get it all sorted out so that we're fresh next time.
We're fresh and we have exciting things to say.
Well, maybe we'll try to say at least like two positive things.
That could be like a test. We'll name characters for each other and we'll have to each say two positive things.
Oh, that could be fun. Let's try to do that right now, just quickly. All right, I'm going to name a character.
All right.
Ryan.
Oh. Well, I mean, to me, diabolical, that's positive. Mm-hmm. And,
that's positive.
and he has eyes like a shark. They just roll right back in his head. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he does, he acts pretty well in a chair.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And I liked how they had that shirt on him with just the extra long arm. You know, I was like, why is it? I was like, oh, right. He's supposed to have only one hand, you know?
Yeah. I also think it's great that there's no supervision with him
and he's just standing up all the time and
not
worried about anybody looking in.
Yeah. No camera in the room, because why would you need a camera? You know, got the locked-in syndrome.
Okay, I'm going to name your character, and then we'll end after this. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
Ooh. Well, I suppose he's being a very convincing, and I don't want to use the word you don't like. So I don't.
He's the other one that I do like.
Tool. You think he's cool? Yeah. He's. I feel like he's ultimately punishing himself, because, and I guess I'm not saying anything positive. Am I? Damn it! It's harder than I thought.
Just say something superficial, you know.
he seemed to be like convincing as whoever he's supposed to be right now. How's that?
Okay, that's good. Yeah, he's thoroughly. He doesn't break out of his character. He's like
that's
he's embodying that. Yeah,
Yeah, we get little glimpses of nice Michael when he's with other people like Sasha, you know, and Brando and stuff. But
well, I kind of hate him, but yeah. He's becoming more interesting. He's becoming a more interesting character. He's getting more complex. You know, yeah. If he's just going to be Mr. Right. Goody Two Shoes his whole life, right. That's not all that interesting. So
that's true. Yeah, he had almost that same like cop syndrome where they're a bit one dimensional. Yeah. Yeah.
Now you've got a few more layers going on now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right,
Gio. All right, we kind of did it. Okay, well, thanks for anybody that listened to this.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
And we'll see y'all next time.
Yeah, we hope. We hope. Yeah. Okay. All right, Gia. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Gia.
Yeah. See ya.
Good night.